Hello, lovelies, and welcome to episode 5 of A Love-Hate Thing podcast with your girl, Alexia T. And today's episode is called The Importance of Passion. So what is passion specifically? If you look it up on Google, it says it's a strong and barely controllable emotion. And it also says the suffering of Jesus, which that part I found kind of funny, even though it's also true, because, you know, the Jesus that we read about, he was, you know, he cared a lot about other people. He was very selfless. He cared about saving and enlightening and helping people. So, you know, that is definitely the definition of passion, because you have to be passionate to do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But personally, I would say passion is the inner flame within people that drive them to do something, or drive them to stand up for something, or drive them to take action. You know what I'm saying? Be a part of something. It's that inner flame that drives people, that drives life. Passion is very important to have, to embody, because, you know, without passion, a lot of things wouldn't even have taken place. Like, for example, the Black Panther Party, the Civil Rights Movement, the Women's Rights Movement. What else? Music, art, period. You know, without passion, none of these things would have taken place. None of, like, protests wouldn't even be a thing. You know what I'm saying? Without passion, this world would probably be very bland and boring as shit. And also probably fucked up, because it wouldn't be people taking a stand, you know, trying to make change, trying to make a difference. It wouldn't be those type of people, because passion is what's behind those people. You know what I'm saying? And I also think passion keeps a lot of people alive, keeps a lot of people going, because I will say, for myself personally, I'm a passionate ass bitch. And if you follow me on social media, you see this, you know, you feel it. Because I'm very open about what I'm passionate about. And I'm very openly passionate. And to be honest, if it wasn't for my passion for the Black community and the liberation of the Black community, if it wasn't for my passion of women's rights, specifically Black women's rights, environmentalism, you know, animal rights, things like that, I could go on, because I have a lot of passions. But if it wasn't for things like that, you know, my passion for writing, my passion for helping people, especially my communities, if it wasn't for this, I honestly would have probably been killed myself by now. Oh, I don't even say probably, I would have. Passion has kept me alive, because I realized this life shit is bigger than me, and that I have the power to change shit. I have the power to leave a mark before I leave this earth. You know what I'm saying? I have the power to do that. Why? Because I'm passionate as fuck. You know, I stand for something. And, you know, that's why, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people walking around that are literally not passionate about shit. And I get it, in a sense, because I feel like, for one, people would just rather not care about shit, because it's easier. It's easier to not give a fuck. It really is. And I feel like it's a lot of comfort in that, because, you know, if you're not being affected personally, then it's like, hey, what the fuck ever. But, you know, the problem with this is, you know, because I understand not everybody's going to be the same level of passionate about things or have the same level of passion. Everybody's different. Not everybody's meant to be the same. But the problem with it, that is people don't know how to handle passionate individuals. And I see that because a lot of people can't handle me. A lot of people would take my passion as a threat, or they'll take it as I'm doing too much, or they just look at it like it's stupid. And I just think it's funny because I'm like, bitch, well, at least I stand for shit. You know, what do you stand for besides money and materialistic bullshit? I stand for people, people's rights, people's freedom, my own rights, my own freedom, you know? And I feel like that says a lot about me. And if you can't respect that, I really feel like something's wrong. And another thing, you know, not only do people not know how to handle passionate individuals, but I feel like people don't know how to handle their own passion, because to be honest, being a very passionate individual is not easy. It's not light work, because passion is caring about something times 100, you know, or maybe it's just that way for me. I don't know, but like for example, there was a point in time where I would just be so upset and just so angry on the daily, like seeing like the ignorance of my communities on a daily basis, and me trying to like push out information and enlighten them and teach them, and nobody was really listening to me or giving a fuck, and just seeing all this ignorance, it would really get to me to the point where sometimes I would have breakdowns. I really would. And especially when I would see, especially when it comes to things like, you know, Black rights, you know, POC rights, LGBTQ plus rights, things like that. When I see that people don't care as much as I do, it would really bug me. It would really bug me because I'm just like, how can you not care about this? How are you humane, and you don't care about this? But, you know, I had to realize that everybody's not meant to care like me, you know, because I noticed like a lot of people would care, but they wouldn't care like me, if that makes sense. And not only that, you know, I really had to teach myself. I still have to tell myself that I can't save everybody. I can't help everybody, but the fact that I really, really, really want to, like I want to so badly, I wish I could, that's passion. And it's crazy that people would try to make me feel bad for that. Because, you know, I feel like passion and sensitivity go hand in hand. But people would try to make me feel bad for that, making it seem like something was wrong with me for caring so much, you know? And that would really cause me to isolate myself at times. And so I really feel like people are afraid of their own passion because it takes you caring. It takes them caring, actually giving a fuck about something. And like I said, it can literally consume you. It can literally consume you. Passion can get dangerous, but like I said, it's a life force behind all of this shit. It's the life force behind life itself. And it's a lot of people walking around that don't know their passion or have lost sight of their passion, especially, you know, people that are living in the hood or poverty-stricken areas. And it's because, you know, living in these areas, it's about survival mode. And you can't really be worried about your passions when you're worried about surviving, when you're worried about your people surviving, you know? And it really breaks my heart because I just don't think that's fair. And, you know, never in my life will I judge people that come from the hood, that come from poverty. Shit, I come from poverty. But, you know, I got out at a young age. But I will never judge these people because I realize, I know that they're trying to survive. And, you know, what they're passionate about, their passions are the last thing that they're worried about, you know? And not only these type of people, but, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, just are just confused about how to find their passion or their passions. And I will definitely say, look back to your childhood. You know, what made you unbelievably happy as a child? And I don't mean the superficial, the like toys and shit. Like, I mean, like, genuinely, like, what really made you happy? What did you love to do that you just loved to do that you weren't thinking about money? You weren't thinking about any of that type of shit, survival. You were just happy doing that. For me personally, like, I came out the womb in love with the performing arts. Okay, I came out the womb singing, dancing, acting, or at least wanting to.